Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host tonight, Alfreda Love, and tonight we have a segment in which we're going to pray unto the Lord until heaven opens. We're going to pray unto the Lord until heaven opens, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a familiar psalm to you that I have read over the past 3 days because the Lord has placed that on my heart, and I am going to play a song on my computer and my equipment entitled I Love You, Lord, Today and There Is None Like You. I was thinking about the ministry and the advancement of the ministry and the advancement of the kingdom of God and of winning souls and of people being delivered and healed from the power of God through the ministry. And I want to incorporate some songs and things like that, not to rev us up, but to prepare our minds and our souls and our bodies for the presence of God, because this is powerful tonight. I feel it again. It's very powerful. And actually, it's helping me as well become a stronger person in the Lord, because every day we're on the battlefield. Amen? We're on the battlefield for the Lord. So without further ado, I'm going to get started because I know our time is well spent. And I'm going to read to you Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Psalm 103, 1 through 6. And I'm going to give you about a minute to seek your Bible. And I will read Psalm 103, 1 through 6. Psalm 103, 1 through 6, reads as thus, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. I have read to you Psalm 103, 1 through 6. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. And once again, I would like to thank God and my family and those listeners who are on tonight. Amen. Because you could be asleep, you could be watching TV, but you decided to join me tonight. And I really appreciate that. Before we get into the method of praying, amen, I want to play one particular song, and I want you to begin to think about what you need to pray for. And we're going to pray, and we're going to be in the presence of God, and we're going to ask God for what we need, okay? So give me just a second, and we may have a commercial with this particular song, but that's okay if we have a commercial. I'll try to speed it up, but here we go. Okay, I wanted to stop it right there. We're going to get into the very presence of God, and we're going to pray our little souls out. As I said before, and I will say it again, this prayer is not rehearsed. This prayer is not something that I know what God is going to give me, but I pray unto God tonight that the prayer that is rendered will be covered. It will cover each listener. It will cover each person who has a prayer concern. It will help those who are in the hospital and those who are not. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus, would you hide me behind the cross and decrease me all the way to zero and increase you to greatness, Lord. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless those who say, pray for me, Lord. Would you strengthen them where they're weak, build them up where they're torn down, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, would you crown my head from the top to the bottom, Heavenly Father, and would you help me to understand the revelation where I can begin to pray and yokes will be broken, chains will be loosed, people who are bound will be set free, Heavenly Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless each word that comes out of my mouth, the meditation within my spirit, to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Heavenly Father. As we go into prayer, Heavenly Father, as we go into the presence of God, as we prepare to go into your house, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to wash our feet, Heavenly Father, wash our minds and our hearts and our bodies so that we will not have anything that is not of you to enter into your house, Heavenly Father. Oh, my God, we're asking, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you anoint the word of God right now, Heavenly Father, and help us to be able to pray, Heavenly Father, where there will be healing. Help us to be able to pray where there will be deliverance. Help us to be able to pray where there will be understanding and knowledge. Help us to be able to pray where there will be shackles loose, Heavenly Father. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless this prayer to be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, Heavenly Father. And now, Lord, as I get ready to get into the presence of you, Heavenly Father, and pray under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, would you decrease everything of me, Heavenly Father, and increase you to greatness, Lord. I'm asking you, would you bless me to be able to, through you, Heavenly Father, to touch each prayer, each concern, each heartache, each headache, each pain. In Jesus' name, amen. We're getting ready to go into prayer. And I want you to close your eyes, and I want you, if you can, to either sit in your bed with your eyes closed or get on your knees and with your eyes closed. But the whole point is to have your eyes closed because we are in the presence of the Lord. And when we're in the presence of the Lord, we have to block out TVs, block out radios, block out cell phones, block out anything that would hinder us from listening to the Word of God, anything that would hinder us from not receiving our blessings. So as we go into prayer, I want you to pray unto God yourself for whatever need that you have. We're praying to God that every prayer that comes out of this mouth will cover the prayers that needs to be heard. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you for protecting us as we travel down the dangerous streets and byways, Lord. We thank you for a prosperous day today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for a peaceful day, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, there are so many concerns that's going on in the world. There are concerns about accidents. They're concerned about diseases. They're concerns about psychological problems. They're concerns about health. They're concerns about education, Lord, but you know, Heavenly Father, each concern there is. We're asking, Heavenly Father, would you bless those four young ladies who were affected by that car accident, Heavenly Father. They were traveling, Heavenly Father. We're asking, would you give the two who survived strength and let them know that because they survived, it was in your will, Heavenly Father. Those two who didn't make it, Lord Jesus, we ask, would you bless their souls to be dispersed up into heaven, Heavenly Father, so that they may be renewed like an eagle, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for listening to our prayers as we pray for those individuals who are in the hospital, those who are going through pain, those who are going through sickness, those who are crying tears because there is so much pain, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you just touch, Heavenly Father, like that woman did with the issue of blood. Just touch, Heavenly Father, and make everything all right, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you continue to bless the Love Lift Jesus Up ministry where Jesus shines with love. Heavenly Father, I'm asking, would you bless the host from the top to the bottom, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, I'm just asking, would you bless the Word of God to be able to go forth, Heavenly Father, and to be able to cause a a reaction, Heavenly Father, that is acceptable and pleasing unto you. Heavenly Father, I come to you, Heavenly Father, and we all come to you as an empty cup, ready to be filled, Lord. We're ready to be filled with the Spirit of God. We're ready to be filled with the revelation, the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father. We're ready to be filled with love. We're ready to be filled with caring. We're ready to be filled with ministries, Lord. And we just ask you, would you continue to bless us and help us, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless those individuals who received the doctor's report, Heavenly Father, saying that they had this or that, Heavenly Father. Would you bless those who receive reports saying that they only have so many months to live, Heavenly Father. Would you reverse that, Heavenly Father? Would you drop all the charges, Heavenly Father? And would you help them to become healed in the name of Jesus, Lord? Lord God, we're asking, would you bless anyone who is dealing with a sickness or illness or disease, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them in a particular manner and listen to their prayers, Heavenly Father? And if it's your will, Heavenly Father, would you deliver them from whatever spirit that is, the spirit of sickness that has them bound, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just bless this whole world, Heavenly Father, because a lot of things are happening. People are taking other people's lives. People are being very hateful toward other individuals. People aren't doing what they're supposed to do, Heavenly Father, as far as loving each other and entering the kingdom of God. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're just asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless us to have sweet rest tonight, Heavenly Father? Would you help us to be able to blot out everything that has happened to us that is unfavorable and to change it into something favorable, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, if there is someone in pain right now in the hospital, we're asking, would you heal them? If there's someone that needs deliverance that's in any place, Heavenly Father, we're asking, would you heal and deliver them in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father? Lord God, we thank you for your son, Lord. We thank you for each listener. We thank you for my family, Heavenly Father, who supports the ministry through listening, Lord. We're asking you in the name of Jesus, would you bless those individuals who have been with me since day one and those individuals who have been with me since last week or today, Heavenly Father. We're just asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless us not to become weary and well-doing, Heavenly Father? Would you bless us to keep striving to be the best that we can be, Heavenly Father? We're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you just bless everyone all over this land and country, Heavenly Father? We thank you for blessing us to make it through the school year, Heavenly Father, and we look and expect another blessing when school starts again, Heavenly Father. We're asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless these children and students to be safe as they go out in the lakes, Lord? Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you hold back the water, Heavenly Father? Would you hold back that death angel, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them, Heavenly Father, to be able to go and enjoy the water, Heavenly Father, without any incidents or accidents, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord? Heavenly Father, we're asking you, would you give them the spirit of obedience, which is wearing your life jacket, Heavenly Father, so that you may not drown? Lord God, we have a special prayer for Lake Waco, Heavenly Father, as many deaths occur in Lake Waco. Lord, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you bless the feet who travel to Lake Waco to be obedient, Heavenly Father, and wear life jackets and not go too far, Heavenly Father, in the lake where the rope is tied, saying that that's so many feet deep, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're asking you, would you bless the person who is disobedient, Heavenly Father, and goes there anyway? Would you preserve and save their life, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus? Lord Jesus, we bind the spirit, Heavenly Father, around water. We bind the spirit around anything that is dangerous for our kids and our students. We bind those spirits, Heavenly Father. We bind the cause, Heavenly Father, as they try to cross the street, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we're just asking you, would you bless each child? It doesn't matter if they're 0 months all the way to 21, Lord. Would you bless them as they travel down these dangerous streets and byways, Lord? Would you bless them as they go swimming, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them as they go over their friend's house, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them as they get in their cars, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them as they go to these different places, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them and be a fence all around them, Heavenly Father? We're just asking if there's any dangerous places that they are to go, Heavenly Father. If there's any places that they shouldn't go, Lord, we're asking, would you reveal it to them and help them to be obedient and help them to take caution, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we're just asking in the name of Jesus, would you bless schools all around the country who's having summer school, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them in a particular manner, Heavenly Father? Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we're just asking you, would you continue to preserve and keep our lives, Heavenly Father, and help us to be more like you, Lord. Help us to be appreciative. Help us to know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask you that you continue to shield us and protect us, Heavenly Father, from all hurt, harm, and dangers, Lord. Lord Jesus, and then we're just asking you that you continue to be the vessel that you have been, Heavenly Father, and that you continue to be just with us and stand by us, Lord. Heavenly Father, if we're too high, bring us down. If we're too low, Heavenly Father, bring us up. Help us, Lord Jesus, and protect us, Heavenly Father. Keep us in your care, Heavenly Father, and help us to do your holy and righteous will, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey. Amen, amen, and I am excited and delighted because God is good. And as I said before, I wanted to mention this again. Parents, if you're allowing your students, your children, to go to Lake Waco in particular, or the Brazos River, or anywhere by water, please, please, please put on a life jacket. Is very important. If you're at Lake Waco and you see that there is a rope saying that that's dangerous, don't go over there. We have had many casualties in that water. And it's not to say do not go to Lake Waco. That's not the point. The point is when you go, be careful because the water is very relaxing. It feels good to go swimming. But sometimes we can take advantage of that feel-good moment, that temporary moment, and we can go too far out in the lake and get stuck or caught and drown. Okay, it doesn't matter if you've been swimming for 30 years, 10 years, 15, it doesn't matter. The thing is, you be safe when you go there, okay? And I'm just warning you, you do what you want to do, but the whole point is I pray that whoever goes swimming, I pray that you be safe because, like I said, it doesn't matter if you can swim like a fish. Sometimes that water is coming quick. And the water is deeper than what you think, okay? So just be careful this summer, students, you know. And parents, be sure that you're out there with your students and that you know how to swim or somebody knows how to swim if they need to be rescued. Okay, I have a few announcements to make. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. The Perfecting Your Walk Guide is out. It's on many of the major networks. It's entitled A Spiritual Guide to Go by Dr. Alfreda Love. And so please support that particular ministry and purchase your guide. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, community activists, radio hosts, anyone with a positive outlook on life, please, Facebook Alfreda Love, that's ALFREDALOVE, or EMONYA_love at yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. And once again, like I said before, I appreciate my new connects and those who have been with me since day one. And of course, I appreciate God. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for 106 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. Continue to watch my Facebook page as I will continue to spread the message. Excuse me, I cannot speak. Spread the message of God, and as well as have other individuals come on the ministry and share their gift from God. So please be sure to check out the Facebook page under ALFREDALOVE. In addition to that, the CWC, as I said before, is going well. I'm going to reach out to some more individuals about the connecting with Christ. And what this is, there's no money involved. It's just a process. And I want to take you through the process. And the first process is to get outside the walls of the church and begin to reach out to those who to those who are amongst your community or within your community, at least a 15-mile radius within your community. And that song that we sing at church, amen, reach out and touch somebody's hand, and I think I'm going to play that one. That's exactly what God is saying with the CWC. He says reach out and touch, and that means reach out and touch someone. That means reach out and help someone beside the people who is in your church or besides your neighbor. Go out and meet some new people and reach out and touch. And that's exactly what that means, okay? Reach out and touch. And we're going to play that at the end of the segment. I have some more announcements. Remember that Vacation Bible School is on June 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, where the Reverend Dr. Carrie Berkley is the pastor. We are now seeking three more teachers, and we're seeking students. So if your child is out of school, which they are, only 16, 17, and 18, bring them to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church from 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. You will not be disappointed. We will be on a mission. So be sure to bring out all of your students. In addition to that, continue to pray. We're going to have some big news coming as far as the ministry is concerned. We're going to have some things that, some events that will go on, and we're going to continue to reach out to people because that is the first step. And actually, this step may last all the way until like September, but we're reaching out to people. And I want you to remember something. As you're listening to the ministries, I want you to share it with at least five people. And the reason why I want you to share it with five people is not so that my numbers will go up, but it's that the more people that are, the more people who hear this particular ministry and the more people who are convinced that God is good, that's the more people that we can save from going to hell. That's the more people that we can save and help them go to heaven and tell them about the goodness of the Lord. A lot of people, and I'm almost finished, a lot of people go into the state of depression because they don't know who to talk to. They don't know where to go because we stay within the walls, and this is what the Lord showed me. So you stay within the walls of the church. So you have no idea what's going on outside the walls of the church. You have no idea about somebody's mad at somebody else and want to kill them. You have no idea that this lady over here may be hungry and she's depressed and she's just lost her kids and now she's homeless too. We have no idea because we stay in our own little bubble, okay? And God is saying with the CWC, go out and reach other people. It's just like when the Lord didn't stay, and I continue to say this, the Lord didn't stay with all those sheep. He went out. He had to go out and find that one sheep who was lost. And that's what CWC is about. It's about finding that one that's lost. And our hearts rejoice when even one person comes into Christ. That's an accomplishment. That's a celebration. So I want you to really pay close attention to my Facebook page. I want you to listen to all of the ministries. And we go all the way back to June of last year. And I want you to get ready to celebrate a year of radio service nationally. And I'm very proud of what God is doing. And as I said before, I am available. I always tell people that as far as speaking and things of that nature, I'm available. So, you know, only what we do for Christ will last. I'm working for God. And I want you to just begin to appreciate who God is in your life. Before you go to bed, just appreciate God and let God know that you love him and you appreciate everything that he's doing because God is good. Let's not forget our 5-day prayer for some who are new and our 20-day prayer for others. God is good and things will happen. Things will begin to happen if you do that. Your resources will be there. Your people will be there. Your heart will be there. And your ministry will be there. So just make sure that we continue to support and help one another. And I thank God that my allergies are clearing up. My stomach feels much better. I thank God for all of that. And I never take anything for granted because God doesn't have to give it. Is that right? So without further ado, before we leave, I would like to play Reach Out and Touch by Sister Diana Ross. And I'm going to tell you once again, the meaning of the song is that, yes, we are to dwell in the edifice, but the Lord is saying go out and reach out and touch somebody. You know, win a soul, help somebody understand who God is, introduce somebody to God, okay? And so what this is, this whole program, okay, this whole program is God promotion. That's it, promoting God. And I'm sure you say, why do you have to promote God? They can just look in the Bible. Some people don't want to do that. They want to know who this God is through your experiences, through your testimonies, okay? So that's how we're going to work that. So right now, without further ado, I am going to play Sister Diana Ross, and as I said before, if we have a commercial, we're going to listen to that commercial, and I'm going to try to speed it up. If not, then we're going to listen to that song, and I'm going to bid you farewell, and I want you to go, and I want you to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove and listen to all of the ministries. But what you have to do is you have to scroll all the way down. Once you get online, you have to scroll all the way down to the first ministry that I had, which is in June, all the way till now, okay? So without further ado, we're going to play Sister Diana Ross, and it's entitled Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. And this is the whole program of CWC is reaching out and touching people. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you, and I will be back on in just a second. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. So the next time you go out, make sure that you're reaching out to people and connecting with people. That's the whole purpose of the CWC, and that's the whole platform of it as well. Once again, I thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. May God bless and keep each and every one of you. I thank God, my family, and my friends. And I hope that you join me again pretty soon, because I'm going to have another artist who will come on and share her gift of ministry with us. So please be sure to tune in. And as I said before, if you would like to come on the ministry, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at alfredalove. I appreciate your listening. I appreciate your prayers, and you pray for me, and I pray for you. And if someone asks what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And be sure to take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.